have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Come on, Wiz, what are you standing around for here? Get on board.
Get on board. Don't fret. Don't try to worry. Just get on board. I'll take you there.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information in our 22nd year. Actually, we're launching into our 23rd year this week. So how about that? 22 years.
That's awesome.
Of doing this goofy little show. And we're still here perpetuating urban legends about Dexter, the river monster, and floating saunas. So I don't know. You were thinking some of the health issues, or not health issues, but danger issues of putting a sauna on top of a pontoon. And I mean, if it caught fire, you wouldn't know. Cause like, oh man, them lava rocks are working great.
Well, aside from a pontoon boat with a gas, a natural gas tank on it and a burner and, surrounded by a wood structure, I can't think what could go wrong with that.
But,
something might maybe, but, and I live in Florida, so putting a sauna on a boat to me is just sounds like a ridiculous idea. But if you're in Connecticut or Maine or someplace like that where things are a lot colder, I could see maybe that as being something cool.
Just take the idea and flip it and do one of those ice bars on a pontoon.
So I was thinking about installing an ice bar on my boat. But then I just decided to have ice and a glass with a beverage. It's much simpler.
No, you just got to, get one of those. You take like a shipping container and get a pontoon big enough to hold it up out of the water. Install some major air conditioning stuff and then freeze a bunch of water and then cut out, seats in there and.
Yeah,
shot things just like they do in those ice bars in Vegas.
I'd have
Vegas
to double the size of my engine room to do that, though.
Yeah, I mean, but that would be the just take the idea and flip it for Florida folk.
Yeah,
So if anybody wants to invest in that idea, go for it. Let us know. I'll take our 15%, and then you become multimillionaires. How about that?
Yeah. But in the interest of getting people excited about boating, I did just come across a new article on the top 10 boating destinations for trailerable boats.
For trailable, okay. Yeah,
trailerable boats. All right. So if you have whether it's a cabin or non-cabin, but I thought it was pretty cool. And a waterway near and dear to my heart made the list. So
all across the U.S. or just Florida?
It is. No, it's all across the U.S.
Well, let's run through them. What do you got?
Sure. Lake Powell, Arizona and Utah. So that's right on the border, right?
Right.
That's a great destination for trailerable tugs because there's lots of areas where you can anchor out and spend the night. But if you have a cruiser like a Sundance or anything like that, hey, same thing. It's a great place to go.
Beautiful area.
The waters are nice and clear. During the summer, it's kind of like being in the Bahamas, but slightly cooler,
And they got a lot of ramps I mean the waterway there, I mean if I remember correctly, I went there a few years ago, a lot of the shoreline is pretty flat, you got a lot of options as far as getting in and out of that waterway if I remember correctly.
Lots of canyons, very photogenic. It's way different than what you would experience on the eastern half of the United States. It's a beautiful lake with crystal clear water in a desert, and that's what's really kind of cool about it.
Right.
The second destination is Roke Island, Maine, near Penobscot Bay, and I haven't been there yet. I'm supposed to go there later this year. My best friend is from that area, and we've been invited to go up there. Great place. For those micro tugs, those Nordic tugs, trailerable lots of anchorages, little towns scattered all along that area, islands. It's just a really, really cool place, and I can't wait to go
thing,
experience
I would
that.
Assume it's just access too. They have plenty of places right. where you can put in and take out, I would assume, or what mm-hmm. do you think? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, each town has an area, whether it's a ramp or, you know, the tides are a little higher up there, so it may not be a ramp. They may have to lift your boat into the water with a fork, you know, a right. forklift that you see in the marinas.
Yeah.
Or a travel lift. But you can definitely get in the water and definitely run around those and visit those towns and get a crab roll and or a lobster roll and just really enjoy some of the great food that you get in Maine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. That's two. What else you got?
Yeah, the next one is Chesapeake Bay. And I've been in mm-hmm. Chesapeake Bay, and that's a really great place, especially around the Annapolis area. Just really lots of great marinas, lots of great places to stop and get food. The restaurants are fantastic. And it's very picturesque, very, very great place to. And the fishing is fantastic in Chesapeake.
Yeah. Well, and plus you get the big boat show there every year, too. Mm-hmm. That is a massive draw. Yeah, for sure.
Yep. And you can you can access the Potomac, go all the way up through D.C. Lots of anchorages in those areas too. Mm-hmm. Really great place.
What else?
The next one on the list is Hudson River, New York, and we all know about the Miracle on the Hudson, right?
Right.
But the Hudson feeds all the way up into the waterways that can take you all the way to Kansas. Part of the Great Loop,
mm-hmm.
and you know that route. And yeah. the next one that made the list, St. John's River.
Of course, the home of Dexter.
Totally agree. The home of Dexter, and I totally agree with that. I think it's a very unique waterway. They call it basically a chain of lazy lakes. It's a lazy river. There are no locks, nothing to control the level of the river.
Right.
It's all a completely natural waterway, and just
and it's pretty clear, isn't it? It could, because the springs and stuff, or does it upend? It just depends.
No. Although the river itself is because of the tannic acid from the cypress trees.
Okay.
People would think, you know, it kind of looks like Coca-Cola when you're, you know, going yeah, through it.
Right.
And people equate that with it being dirty, but that's not the case. The river is actually a very clean river.
Well, in the Hudson, I don't know. But in the St. John's,
that may be different.
Yeah,
that may be brown for a different reason.
Yes, but, you might see a floating body come by every now. I'm kidding.
That's possible.
Yeah,
but the St. John's River generally is dark colored water, and that's because of the acid from the cypress trees, which is a completely natural process. But yes, when you go up to the Blue Spring Run,
right,
or Silver Glen.
You'll get some of that clear spring water, feed it, and around the mouth of right. the spring at the river might be a little clearer and stuff, too. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay, what else you have after that one?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
I think that was a pretty good spot.
You know, one of the solutions, I actually saw a YouTube video of a, I guess, relatively new boat. I don't know if we can do mm-hmm. this in the States, but they had one of those, you know, kind of like small liveaboard type vessels that has wheels on it, and it can roll right up on a bank, and they can mm-hmm. camp. And it was a couple, older couple, I think it was in like Norway or someplace. And they right. have all these areas where they can just do that. They can just roll up on a bank area. And I guess there's no rules that they have, you know, rights to be able to do that. I don't know if we could do that in the States here like that, but I was like, that was friggin' awesome. I mean, and cause it was basically like a trawler and they lived on it, but they could just cruise around. And then when they found a good spot where they could just roll up back up on the thing, they'd roll it back up and they camp for the night, and then they'd roll back into the water and cruise around to their heart's content. Look it up on YouTube. It's there.
That'd floating, be pretty cool.
Yeah. Boat car or boat live. Yeah, something. You know what I'm talking about. More coming up. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.